Thursday afternoon, September 8th.
Just off the practice field, open mac. And a couple hours from hitting the road, heading down to Harrisonburg, Virginia. Before we talk about JMU, we'll go back to last week real quick. I know you've turned the page on the game, but we'll just rehash it a little bit. 15 straight win at home, now tied for the nation's longest streak at the FCS level. Great crowd, over 4,000 here. And, you know, 3,800 of those were in Central Blue. Talk about opening the season with another victory. Sixth time in your 6 years that you open your home season with a victory.
Well, you feel very fortunate and blessed. It's great to play at beautiful Root Field. We got the 12th man now, the 12th person, our student body and our fans. We have a lot of support from a lot of folks, and it's always good to win, and you can't take it for granted. We just got to keep going.
Nice looking bleachers on the other side, and those, you know, it's amazing. Those went up about 2 days beforehand, and there's, you know, there's been 8, 9, 10 months of work prior to that, and sometimes you hear people say, well, nothing's happening, and then 2 days of work of putting up the steel, and all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, look at all the work they've done. But I think it made a huge impact. It was nice to see. It's going to change the dynamic of that field a lot.
It's going to look like a real field. It's going to be fun. I always loved it before. I'm not making fun of it before. But with those stadiums, the way those stands are, it's going to be packed and tight. And, it's going to be a blast.
And then eventually a future scoreboard on the other side or wherever that is in the works. And, you know, a root field, there's a home field advantage now, but it's going to change the dynamics of that home field advantage a little bit.
No doubt, and I cannot wait.
Speaking of new stadiums, we will head to Harrisonburg, Virginia, and JMU will open up their brand new 24-plus thousand-seat place, which looks absolutely gorgeous. We'll get our first take at it tomorrow. You guys are going to leave tonight, head down there, get the day to kind of acclimate a little bit, practice tomorrow night, right about the same time as game time, which I know you like to do. Talk about, and we've talked about this with UNH and William & Mary, and we'll talk about it again in October when we play at UMass. Talk about going on the road and playing a CAA team and a team the caliber of JMU.
Well, it's a great experience for our student athletes. First of all, to play in a stadium in that atmosphere. And it's a lot of fun. And the key is getting better, Tom. We always go to win. We always play to win. But when a team has more scholarships than you, by a lot, like 27, you have to understand that there's issues there that you may not be able to overcome. We have overcome it. We overcame it at Georgia Southern. We overcame it against North Carolina Central. We overcame it against Delaware State. We overcame it against Lehigh because the way that they're packaged down there, they have more than we do. Those are just a few examples. We have to get better. The key is getting better. We talked about last week, one of the disappointing things of last week when we sat Gunner for precautionary reasons, we didn't get better. We stopped playing. It was bad coaching on my part at halftime. I didn't prepare those young men to go out and compete in the second half, and they didn't compete in the second half. And then it became tight. But what we got to learn to do is play 60 minutes regardless of circumstance and play as hard and as fast as we can. And if we do that and the guy across from us is better, that's okay. But we got to compete. And what we didn't do in the second half, and I don't want to take away from Southern, I told the newspaper writers, you got to give them a lot of credit, and I do. But we didn't play in the second half. We didn't compete. And that's what we got to correct going into this game.
Did have some new faces step up and make some plays. Well, new, not new to the team, but new in sense of playmaking. Devin Baker caught a couple touchdowns. He only had one last year. Matt Tyrell scored a couple touchdowns, a great catch just before halftime. And then the alertness of picking up the onside kick and going in for the touchdown that, you know, up until he picked that up and ran it in, it was kind of a little harrowing there. Jake White threw a couple touchdowns right off the bench, which is a very difficult thing to do. So some new faces making some plays for you on Saturday.
No doubt, and I appreciate Jake is one of the most humble. You brought up Jake White, and as me and you talked after the game, he's a little bummed about the interception, but it happens. He just did the hardest job. Before he got in, his touchdown pass was his fourth play in college football. He had played three plays last year. And I was so proud of him and his work ethic, and I still am, and he's getting nothing but better. Devin Baker worked the offseason, and he's really worked on catching the deep ball because he could catch the other balls, but he fought it. And what a wonderful game. And Matt Terrell's been in the program for 3 years and worked his butt off, and he's getting it, and it's great to see him make plays. And we had others. Terrell Holmes, Rookie of the Week, just here from Bristol Eastern, played extremely well. Willie Maxson played D-line, a freshman from Pomparog. Andrew Clements had a big hit. You know, we got young guys. I'm really proud of this team. We just got to stay consistent.
Terrell Holmes with his first career interception in that game, also an interception by London Lomax that he might be seeing in his nightmares. He came up a yard short of bringing it in for a touchdown there in the first quarter, but then the first touchdown to Devin Baker after that. You mentioned the work that he put in, and he caught the ball when it was thrown to him, which is probably the most important factor for Devin. A couple of nice fades, one from Gunner, one from Jake, and I thought Jake made a great pass. It was 3rd and 8, and he completed an 11-yard pass to Raul right on our sidelines and took a huge hit when he did it. And it's the first time he's had that chance to stand in the pocket as a collegiate player and get hit like that.
No doubt. And you know, because you played the position, and you're right, I watched it. And Jake White was not the reason we didn't move the ball in the second half. He played extremely well in the first half. It was, to be a good quarterback, you got to have some linemen and some other people around you blocking. That always helps.
Let's talk, we'll mention Gunner real quick. He was injured in the first half, came out. You mentioned he sat out for precautionary reasons, has not missed a practice this week. Will play on Saturday night, a testament to the toughness of a kid like Gunner. And he did an interview earlier today with a newspaper writer from James Madison that was one of the best interviews I've ever heard. Not because he's got all the lingo down and he knows what to say, but was truly thankful that he has the opportunity and that he wasn't hurt seriously enough that he's going to miss a game. And you could just hear it in his voice how excited he was to play. He told the reporter he wished he was a safety because he wants to hit, but that he always seems to end up back at quarterback.
No doubt, and I love him. If you just knew how tough and how hard-nosed that kid is, he's a joy to watch, and he never worries about the last play. He's a wonderful competitor. He makes everybody else around him better, and win, lose, or draw, he's the same, and he battles every day of his life on and off the field, and it's just a joy to be around him.
What do you need to do on Saturday night? And fans can listen on ESPN Radio 1410 and also online for free this year on ccsubluedevils.com when we travel on the road. Free audio for anybody can listen online. Bruce Beal and myself will be on the call. You like that?
I do.
Oh, there we go. I don't know much, but I can interject every once in a while and tell you what's happening. So
you're better than you think you are. You do a wonderful job on football and basketball games.
What do you need to do to come away with a win?
Very simple. We can't turn it over. And we got to get productive yards. We got to preserve the right to punt. That means we can't turn it over, get productive yards. Let's get some first downs. We don't have to score every time, but we got to get some first downs. And if we can do that, we'll be all right. And we'll get an opportunity to make a play or two. And on defense, we have to tackle. And we have to line up and be sound. The speed of the game is going to pick up. We've tried to simulate that, but this game is going to be faster than anything they've seen in a while. And if their quarterback's extremely talented, they have good running backs, they have a good offensive line and good receivers, we have to tackle. And if we can do that, we'll have a chance.
It's going to be 25,000 people there wearing purple and gold. It's not an atmosphere unfamiliar to our guys. It's the first game at their new place. What can you say to your team to get them to, you know, I want to say clear the mechanism, because I remember for love of the game when Kevin Costner blocks everybody out. How do you get them to do that?
By just coaching them up in the practice. You think you have a magic deal. They got to go out and just play their game. And if they get caught up in looking in the stands and looking at things, they won't play very well. I always say, don't look up. Don't look at a scoreboard. The field is the same length as a route. Everything around you is the same length. Eye level. Everything's the same until you go up. I've coached in the Rose Bowl. I've been lucky to be around a lot of big games. And one thing I can tell you is I have as much fun coaching here as I did there. The only difference is the crowd and the noise a little bit. And if you don't look up, you can't tell the difference. And that's what they got to do. They got to play within themselves. I heard Coach Matthews mention that he thought they got caught up in the hype in North Carolina when they went there. And that's kind of strange for a team to beat Virginia Tech the year before. But it happens. And every team's different. And you can't control that. You want to hope you can. And I've tried to prepare. And we'll see on Saturday night if our preparation, if they listen to me. And we just got to be ourselves and not play more than who and what we are.
These guys on your team are veteran players who have been in this type of situation before. So, you know, we weren't, like you mentioned, been down to Georgia Southern, played at Lehigh. those kind of places. Played at William & Mary and played a solid second half, a great second half at William & Mary. So they've been there before and they've done this before. So, you know, I don't worry about them as a head coach. You know, maybe you do, but I think that you have the confidence in your guys to know that they're going to be ready to play at 6 o'clock.
That's the key, my friend, and I do have the confidence in them, and I love them. And regardless of no matter what, if we win the game, we got to come back and beat Wagner. We lose the game, we got to come back and beat Wagner. And, hey, and then it goes...
Wagner on the road. I haven't won at Wagner on the road since 2007.
And in 7. And, but we, you know what I mean? Either way, we got to go back and play. And my goal and our goal, our team goal, is to get better. And if you get better, you get a chance to win. And that's the key. You got to get better. And most teams get better between their first and second game more than any other game because they get used to the anxiety level. And I think that we're going to be fine. I have all the confidence in the world, and I love these guys. I'm excited about getting on this bus. It'll be 36 straight hours of wire-to-wire fun. And it's nothing like being on a bus with 50 guys.
All right, Central Connecticut at James Madison. Saturday night pregame will start at 5:45 on ESPN Radio 1410 and free this season on CCSUBlueDevils.com. Coach, we thank you for your time. Safe travels. I will see you tomorrow afternoon, and wish you good luck on Saturday.
Fire up, baby.